Hey rich girls, Kirby here. And today we're gonna dissect my old payday routine. To make it more interesting, I'm going to base this on a previous year, 2022, when I would get paid twice a month from my office job. My husband would do the same. We also received income from my photography business, and we would receive monthly rental income from our duplex. So let's dive in. This is Rich Girl's Guide, where we demystify the world of personal finance to help you create a financially successful and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Kirby Delicano, and I worked in wealth management for over 6 years before leaving the office to focus on my business and my family. All right, let's get right into it. Back in a previous life, just kidding, we're talking about 2022, my husband and I had 4 income sources. We each had an office job, I had a photography business, and we also rented out one side of our duplex. That meant we received 4 steady paychecks a month, 1 rent check, and a percentage of my photography income. Now, we combine all of our finances, so everything was deposited into the same bank account. Now, before I divvy up what came in, I quickly want to go over what was already taken out of our 9-to-5 paychecks before it even hit our bank account. Obviously, federal and state tax was withheld along with Social Security and Medicare tax, all of which totaled roughly 20% of our pre-tax pay. We also paid for healthcare, dental, vision, and I believe a very small amount for life insurance, which altogether made up another 8-ish%. At that time, we participated in an HSA, which is essentially a high deductible health plan that allows you to put away money into a health savings account that you can just use year over year. The cash we put away in our HSA is included in that 8% figure. Additionally, we both put money away into our Roth 401ks, and between the two of us, that totaled about 5% of our income. So for our quote-unquote normal paychecks, we would see roughly 67% of our pre-tax income hit our bank account. Real quick, I want to say a huge thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoy this content and want to help me continue to make more, please consider rating and reviewing the show wherever you are listening right now. Every review helps me to reach more listeners like you. Let's get back to the show. Now, I would get a sizable one-time bonus every spring. For simplicity's sake, I'm going to average out my bonus on a monthly basis. So Alfred's paycheck made up 40% of our monthly deposits, and mine made up 38% of our monthly deposits. At the time, we owned a duplex, and we actually lived on one side and then rented out the other side. And our rental income made up 16% of our deposits. The remaining 6% came from my photography business. Okay, so we now have 100% of our direct deposits accounted for. I'm not gonna say a dollar amount because I feel kind of weird saying that, but it was pretty average to decent for our area. Okay, so let's start divvying up what would automatically be pulled out of our checking account starting at the beginning of the month. First comes our mortgage, which covered both sides of the duplex. This costs us a whopping 32% of our income. While this is technically within the industry standard of housing costs, like for financial planning, personally, I am not very comfortable with this high of a percentage in the future. I am much more comfortable around the 20 to 25% range. Of course, that's gonna differ person to person, but that is just how I feel. The 20, 25% is just more comfortable. Next, we have daycare, which at the time was full-time daycare for both of our young children. That totaled 19% of our income. That was actually down quite significantly percentage-wise from previous years, but obviously it was still a huge expense for us at the time. The one nice-ish thing is that we received a $1,200 dependent care tax credit that year, which was helpful, but it really only offset our childcare expenses by less than 5%. Yes, I did the math. Moving on, we had one car payment at this time, and that totaled about 5.5% of our income. We also contributed to our Roth IRAs, which were separate from our employer retirement accounts, and that totaled about 5% as well. We have college savings accounts for our two children, and we put away about 4% into those. Life insurance for both my husband and I totaled less than 0.5% of our income. I would highly recommend any parents or those of you with a debt payment, like a mortgage, to look and do term insurance. Our monthly internet costs just slightly more than our life insurance. Mind-boggling, honestly. So together, the two of them totaled 1% of our income. Now, I said that my photography income totaled 6% of our monthly deposits. I would actually put aside 2.5% of that 6%, so a little less than half, to cover business expenses and taxes. The last thing that would come out of our checking account was emergency savings. Now, at this time, we only put aside about 1% of our income into our emergency fund. So this still leaves us with roughly 30% of our income. And all of that was used to pay off the previous month's credit card balance. We would pretty much put any expense we could on our credit card so that we could rack up points. Now, at the time, the only credit card we used was our Amazon Prime card, which would give us a certain amount of cash back just for different kinds of purchases. So just to give some rough numbers, we would normally get back about $100 a month, which we would just use to decrease our credit card bill. While $100 a month may not move the needle a ton, that is $1,200 over the course of a year. Pretty good rewards points if you ask me, as long as you can use a credit card responsibly. Expenses we put on the card included groceries, eating out, hair appointments, shopping, birthday presents, Hulu subscriptions, travel. Essentially, if we could use a card to pay it, we would use it. Looking back, I don't think that was necessarily the healthiest way to go about it, but at the time it worked for us, and we would just always make sure to pay off the previous month's balance so that we would not owe any interest to the credit card company. Something I want to note, because we would always use any extra income that came in, we were very particular about paying ourselves first. Now, what I mean by that is we put money into our 401ks and our health savings account before that money even hit our bank account. And then we also set up those automatic payments into our individual retirement accounts and our kids' college accounts, so they would just automatically pull it out of our bank account every month. This helped ensure that we did not miss those payments. If we had instead had to manually pull in those contributions into the retirement accounts and the college accounts every single month, I'm not sure that we would have made every single payment like we have. Automatic payments are awesome, and it just helps ensure that you are paying yourself first. Another thing to note is that our contributions into our emergency fund were quite low, about 1% of our income. This was due to the fact that we had a pretty sizable bucket at the time, and we did not necessarily need to continue funding it. Now, I mentioned at the top of this episode that I based this on our 2022 income. I would really like to do another one of these later this year. If you watched my latest budgeting journey video, then you already know we have had quite a whirlwind so far in 2024, and essentially we had to dip into a lot of our emergency fund. In case you missed it, I will link that video below. So once things have evened out a bit and we actually have a reliable income figure and our budget has been flushed out, I want to do an updated episode because the percentages will look a lot different. Obviously, we are going to be socking away a ton more into our emergency fund to help build it back up. We will not have any daycare expenses by the end of this year, and pretty much everything is going to get a total overhaul. Okay, I hope this was helpful. I really enjoy watching these kinds of paycheck episodes myself, and I thought it would be interesting to give you all some insight into our process and how we divvy up our paycheck. Thank you so much for watching, and I will catch you on Thursday with a brand new video. Later, rich girls.